This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Here are your closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. March corn, 440 and a half, up a half. May corn, 446 and a half, up a half. July corn, 451, down a half. March soybeans, 1344 and a quarter, up 21 and a quarter. May soybeans, 1330 and a half, up 20 and three quarters. July soybeans, 1312, up 19 and three quarters. March wheat, 595 and a half, down 3 1/4. May wheat, 594, up 7 3/4. July wheat, 597 and a half, up 6 3/4. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. I'm Bob Reese, and this is Thursday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mostly higher on Thursday afternoon. Soybeans shot up like a rocket on good exports, more weather problems in South America, and low stocks here in the United States. Technical trading kept corn at a narrow range. Wheat found support in a good export news and cold temperatures in the wheat growing areas. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 1 to 3 cents higher at 407 to 433. Soybean bids were 14 to 21 cents higher at 1293 to 1335. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids steady to a penny higher at 407 to 433. And soybean bids were 14 to 21 cents higher at 1323 to 1335. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were steady to 1 cent higher at 420 to 443. Soybean bids were 21 cents higher at 1334 to 1364. And wheat bids were 9 cents higher at 586 to 629. Illinois soybean processors cash soybean bids were 21 cents higher at 1351 to 1369. The basis was steady at 7 to 25 over the March. High pro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at 490.80 to 497.80 per ton, and that was up $9.30, with the basis steady at 38 to 45 over the March. Illinois corn processors cash corn bids were steady to 4 cents higher, 4 cents lower, 436 to 448. The basis steady to 4 cents lower at 5 under to 7 over the March. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted their producer corn bids 1 to 2 cents higher at 430 to 442, with the basis steady at 1 higher and 1 under to 1 over the March. Soybeans ended 24 to 26 cents higher at 1342 to 1359. The basis were 3 to 5 cents higher at 2 under to 15 over the March. New crop wheat prices were 7 cents higher at 573 to 581. The basis was steady at 17 to 25 under the March. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids 2 cents higher at 458 to 464. These elevators raised their soybean prices 22 to 23 cents with quotations of 1377 to 1390. Soft wheat closed 9 cents higher at 635 to 636, and Milo ended the day 1 to 4 cents higher at $5 to 501. Now on to contract bids to producers for new crop delivery. Starting in the northern and western part of the state, corn was 416 to 431. Soybeans was 1088 to 1122. And in the central part of the state, corn ranged from 418 to 431. Soybeans 1096 to 1123. And in the southern part of the state, corn ranged from 416 to 436. Soybeans 1099 to 1139. And soft wheat was 557 to 587. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. February live cattle, 143.15, up $1.05. April live cattle, 142.40, up $1.62. June live cattle, 132.75, up $1. March feeder cattle, 170.72, up $2.22. April feeder cattle, 171.60, up $2.20. May feeder cattle, 171.87, up $1.85. February lean hogs, 86.35, down 15 cents. April lean hogs, 94.92, up 55 cents. May lean hogs, 103.15, up 35 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday the 13th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 43 cents higher in the range of $80.35 to $86.50 with the weighted average carcass price of $81.29. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading $2 higher with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 49 to 57, 4 to 5 weights 50 to 60, 5 to 550 weights 55 to 62, and 550 and up 56 to 65. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading a dollar higher with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging in price from 55 up to 60. Receipts for Illinois hogs today total 12,416 head. And from the Greenville Livestock Auction, they had receipts of 708 head. And starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were bringing 138 to 145. Select and choice were 130 to 136. Choice Holstein steers, 120.50 to 128.50. And select and choice Holstein steers, 115 to 120. They also had some select steers bring 100 to 113. Choice slaughter heifers were 135 to 140. And select and choice heifers were 127.50 to 135. Now on to Reels Livestock Auction report for February the 12th. They had 196 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 134 to 141.50. Choice heifers were 134.50 to 139.50. And select and choice heifers were 132 to 133.50. Now on to the Schuyler Livestock Auction. They had receipts of about 335 head. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were 135 to 143.75. Select steers were 120 to 123. Select Holstein steers were 114 to 115.50. And choice heifers were 135 to 143. Now in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 141 to 142, and heifers on a live basis were traded at 142 and on a dress basis 222 to 223. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 281 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $95.17, and that was $1.20 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $208.10, and that was 5 cents higher, with select carcasses at $207.76, and that was 13 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 109,000. That compared to 111,000 last week and 118,000 for a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 382,000. That compared to 423,000 a week ago and 416,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. February corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.43. March corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.44. February corn delivered to Scottville, $4.34. March corn delivered to Scottville, $4.35. February beans delivered to Greenfield, $13.49. March beans delivered to Greenfield, $13.41. February beans delivered to Scottville, $13.38. March beans delivered to Scottville, $13.30. February wheat delivered to Scottville, $6. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield is $4.43. Corn at Scottville is $4.34. Beans at Greenfield, $13.49. Beans at Scottville, $13.38, and wheat at Scottville, $6. The Illinois Performance Tested Bull Sale is Thursday, February 20th on the State Fairgrounds in Springfield. Todd Gleason has more on the 46th annual auction.
The some 70 bulls in the sale will go onto the gavel at 11 a.m. in the Livestock Center. However, Travis Mateer, a beef extension educator from the University of Illinois, says it will be possible to view them a bit earlier in the day.
Yeah, the bulls will be available for viewing at 9 a.m. on Thursday.
The IPT auction has been offering up genetically superior bulls for more than four decades. 4,500 animals have been sold over the 45-year history for about $7.7 million. That number pales in comparison, thanks Travis Mateer, to the value added to the state's beef cattle herd.
If we could follow those bulls through and just think about how many pounds we've added to calf crops over the years and how we've improved the genetic base of cattle in Illinois, has certainly had a huge impact on the profitability of our Illinois cattlemen.
Each and every animal sold at the Illinois Performance Tested Bull Sale is severely scrutinized. If it doesn't meet the fiscal requirements on the day of the sale, if the bull's lineage doesn't stack up to the paper trail requirements just to be considered for the sale, if the bull failed to perform from the very date of its birth, it does not sell.
Those bulls do meet our lottery requirements, and really what it does for our bull buyers is it ensures that these bulls have kind of passed every test before they get on farm, and so they're ready to go. The basics are taken care of, not only in their genetics, but their health as well. And the consigners to this sale really appreciate those requirements and use it as a marketing advantage over other breeders in the state.
The Illinois Performance Tested Bull Sale is Thursday morning on the State Fairgrounds in Springfield at the Beef Expo. You can find out more at iptbullsale.com. I'm Todd Gleason.
As crop prices drop, farmers are thinking of ways to be thrifty with inputs and want to make sure they're optimizing what they have. At the same time, many farmers are also eager to try new practices, but how can you tell if what you're doing is worthwhile? Cover crops, for example, have the potential to improve the soil, but how do you tell if they're doing what they're supposed to do? Randy Darr of Soil Right Consulting Services came into the station and spoke about a soil test being made available to farmers.
It's really an exciting time in our industry. Yeah, we actually have a brand new soil test coming out that with the laboratory we're affiliated with, Brookside Laboratories. We're one of only three laboratories in the country currently that are able to do what we're calling a soil health test. It is going to revolutionize the ag industry in that it's not so much just a fertility test, but it is an all-encompassing measurement of soil health. So with environmental concerns or with, say, actually measuring the benefits of cover crops, for an example, we can utilize this test to measure the effects of those practices.
And cover crops are getting bigger around here, so I imagine farmers would want to kind of take a look at how those cover crops are affecting their soil to see if they're worthwhile.
Yes, it is. The use of cover crops is not a easy thing to do. We have several clients that are dipping their toe in the water, so to speak, and trying, and we are guiding them in the use of cover crops. But it is a very tricky thing to do in that sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. We had many issues this fall with the crops coming out so late that planting wasn't able to be done really at the appropriate time, and it just created a lot of issues of its own. So it's not something that you can really jump into and just go whole hog, because you'll really have issues that you didn't think you would encounter. So starting out small would be a wise thing to do.
And it's very hard to have healthy plants without having healthy soil first.
Exactly. That is the backbone of the farming enterprise. And the more we do to help get the soil healthy, the better it will produce crops to its capabilities.
Again, that was Randy Darr with Soil Right Consulting Services. As we start the new year, it's interesting to look back at some of the dynamics of the previous year. Neil Jordan with First National Bank in Raymond came into the station to talk about some of the financial trends he's observed in the past couple years.
What we saw this year across our customer base is throughout 2013, a lot of the farmers were surviving and living off of that crop insurance boost that they got from the 2012 crop. There were a lot of equipment purchases made towards the end of 2013, trying to take advantage of some of the accelerated depreciation for some tax advantages there. Looking forward into 2014, prices are obviously down. The cost of the inputs are still up, so probably aren't anticipating a lot of equipment purchases going forward into 2014.
I know John Deere just recently released a statement of how their quarter ended and how they're looking for the future to be, and they are expecting drops, so hopefully we can see equipment and input cost come down a bit in the future.
Yeah, being a farmer and being involved in farm lending, we can only worry about what we can control, right now, seed, chemical, and fertilizers kind of held its price for the last several years. We would hope that there would be an adjustment there, 2015 and beyond. We are starting to see some adjustments in cash rents for some of the contracts that expired at the end of 2013. Going forward, those have adjusted down a little bit.
Again, that was Neil Jordan with First National Bank. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.